You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Given the digital age that we live in and the advancements of technologies that we have been seeing, I wondered if we'd be worth looking into the digital payments world. We've seen an increase in the number of digital payments that have taken place throughout the world, but also the reliance on good quality digital payments. Just recently, we looked at the common monetary areas changed or adjustments in regulations that will come into effect this month that now have certain countries having to process cross-border payments instead of what traditionally used to be domestic payments. I'm joined in studio by the president and CEO at ACI, Thomas Worsop, to take a look at the world of digital payments and try and understand how we can leverage the technology that exists today. Thomas, thanks so much for coming through to studio. Let's start by understanding the increase in the demand for faster, more reliable, more efficient payment methods.
Yeah, if you can go back a long way in history, and the payments infrastructure worldwide really hasn't changed all that much. So even as we've seen dramatic increases in online shopping, and that leads, of course, to digital payments because you can't pay with cash online. So we've seen a persistent, consistent, accelerating growth in electronic payments. But in some ways, the payments infrastructure, the technology around payments, hasn't really kept up. And so for my company, that's obviously a very exciting opportunity because we have technology that makes payments work. And they are our software. We handle, for example, many trillions of U.S. dollars of payments every single day. We service every one of the largest 20 banks in the world. We service all of the large banks in South Africa, and I could keep going. But the way we think about it is we power the world's payments ecosystem. You were asking about the growth of payments. And as I said, it's been persistent, consistent, and growing. And digital payments around the world grow somewhere in the high single to low double digits every year. Now, where we're really seeing a lot of growth is in the instant payments or faster payments or real-time payments. They're called different things in different parts of the world. It's all the same. And what that is that's direct movement of money from one account to another. And why that's important is you don't have a middle network. You don't have lots of people touching that payment as it goes through, which historically we have had. And instead, it allows that movement at relatively low cost and instantaneously. So you don't have a clearing process. You don't have a settlement process. It happens as that payment occurs. And so in South Africa, there's a program called PayShap. And PayShap is similar to in the U.S. We have FedNow. And these are programs or schemes that are managed by usually the central bank of a country. And they allow that direct transfer of money. And they come at a much lower cost. The money can move much faster. And therefore, it's far more efficient in terms of the management of the money supply. So you can move the money faster. It can drive accelerated growth through for the economies of the world. And it gives access to efficient, fast payments, even if someone doesn't have a bank account. Because these programs are set up so they don't necessarily require a bank account. You can move money with a wallet on your phone. You can have do it completely online. So these are very exciting things, and we're seeing dramatic growth in those real-time payments. In South Africa last year, 42% growth from about 200 million to 284 million real-time payment transactions. In Africa in total, it's about 40% growth. So that's the fastest growth in the world.
Thomas, if this is such an efficient method of processing payments, historically, why has it been so expensive? Because I think about South Africa in particular, and we used to have to pay a higher fee for a real-time payment. If the technology is there and we're essentially cutting out the middle party, so to speak, why then would the banks be charging higher for this kind of service?
Yeah, so there's a number of reasons, but one of them is precisely what you just said. There's a middleman, so to speak. The networks, the people that facilitate those payments, they make money by doing that. And when you have to pay the participants in the middle, that transaction as a whole has to cost more because you have to pay them. These real-time payment transactions, they really don't have that network in the middle, and so that fee doesn't exist. And so that's the reason that it's less expensive. Historically, the technology wasn't there. It did not exist. The payments ecosystem had grown up relying on those networks and middle people. But now the technology is absolutely there and it's expanding quickly. But of course, the people that are making money off those transactions, they'd really rather it not go away from their way of doing things. Mm.
Thomas, when we look at some of those expansions within the payments ecosystem, what does the integration of new technologies like blockchain allow for in the payments world? What does it mean for making things more efficient, having better tracking on payments, making payments more secure? Because at the end of the day, when we look at payments, most of them do end up being cross-border in some respects, and you're worried about, is it a secure payment gateway? Is the processing going to be secure? And most importantly, is the money going to move accordingly and not get stolen?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll come back to the blockchain point in a second. But one of the most important things that you were just talking about is the prevention of fraud. Because, fraudsters are very smart. They're very well funded. Many of them are nation state funded. So I read recently that the prediction is in the next few years, cyber crime will be the largest industry in the world. Kind of incredible.
I can believe that.
But I can believe it. Yeah. So as the payments ecosystem continues to mature, and particularly with these real-time payments that move immediately from one account to another directly, it's incredibly important, more important than ever, that you build in fraud detection and prevention into these systems from the very beginning. And what's nice about these kind of payments methods is all of those payments go through the same central hub. So you have a central bank or some agent of the central bank facilitating that, and they see all sides of that payment transaction. It makes it easier to see, still not easy, but easier to see the potential fraud, detect those patterns, and prevent the fraudulent transactions. You asked about blockchain in particular. Blockchain is a great technology. And I'm glad you said blockchain and not cryptocurrency, because I'm not a big believer in cryptocurrency. I think it's very hard and very expensive to use cryptocurrency to buy anything in the world today. But blockchain, on the other hand, is an incredibly efficient way of tracking that transaction, as you were referring to it. So having the right ledger, knowing exactly where that money is at any given time, that's a very interesting thing. The technology is great. It hasn't really been that widely integrated into the payments infrastructure, but we'll see that more and more. But no matter how you do it, it is absolutely critical that you track the payment from point A to point B. And again, I know I'm sounding a bit like a broken record, but these real-time payments, that's precisely what you do. You know at any millisecond, where is that payment? What is going on with it from start to finish?
Thomas, AECI services clients around the world, as you mentioned. How have you seen the development of payment solutions within the African continent as opposed to the other areas that you service? I mean, Africa and areas like Latin America and parts of Asia have always been historically sort of third world regions or emerging markets. And with that comes emerging technologies, not necessarily first world technologies, but Africa has also been very intentional about the innovation that's gone into payments. How are you seeing it from an ACI perspective?
Yeah, so I see it as a big benefit. You talked about, I try not to talk about third world because I think it's the wrong way to
emerging
think about
markets.
It. Yeah, I mean, it's an emerging market. And what's great about this is in some ways it gives Africa or Latin America the opportunity to leapfrog some of the particularly difficult problems that have been created over many years. We were talking a moment ago about the evolution of the payments ecosystem. Because technology was so different 20, 30, 50 years ago, it grew up in a way that required all those networks and intermediaries, and now you don't need those. Well, Africa or some other emerging market, you can actually jump right over that. You don't require it. You can make much faster progress. I think it's one of the reasons we're seeing 40%+ increases in real-time payments in Africa. In the United States, it's single digits. And I think it's kind of fascinating because you don't have as much investment, as much sunk cost in the technology, and therefore you can make faster progress. India is the largest real-time market in the world, and it's second fastest growing after Africa. And why is that? It's because they didn't have all that, let's call it baggage, from the past. They were able to move much faster, and they just said, we're going to do this. The government actually mandated availability of real-time payments, and it exploded.
Sounds like a very uncomfortable conversation the banks are about to have with the rest of us, but we'll leave it at that, Thomas.
Big opportunities.
Always an opportunity for someone, always to the detriment of someone else, I suppose. But we'll have to leave it at that, Thomas. Thanks so much for joining me. That's Thomas Worsop, who is the president and CEO at ACI, joining me in studio to have a conversation around digital payments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.